Joining us from also from California is Stan McDaniel. And Stan, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, Michael.
I want to thank you for responding on such short notice.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, just a moment here. We got Matt. We got a little problem with his headphones in here, so we'll take a look at that while we're talking with Stan. Stan, you and I haven't had much of a chance to talk since, it's been probably several months ago, before the Mars Observer arrived at the Red Planet and made the discovery, or whatever you want to call it, that that face was a natural geological formation. What's going on with that? Let's kind of update and see what's happening with that.
Okay, let's start out. That's the Mars Global Surveyor.
Oh, the Surveyor, okay.
Yeah, the poor old Mars Observer. You remember what happened to that.
That's right. That was the one that disappeared.
Yeah.
The billion-dollar faux pas.
Yeah, right. And as far as the discovery goes, well, this was a very strange series of occurrences, actually. You may recall that I helped organize a group of scientists called the Society for Planetary SETI Research.
Mm-hmm.
And over the last year approximately, starting in late 97, we managed to have first a meeting with NASA officials at their headquarters in Washington, and received from them assurances that NASA was going to photograph the Cydonia region where the mysterious objects are located.
Right.
In 1999, during the mapping portion of the Global Surveyor mission, and we got very good assurances. We got the assurance that they were going to photograph that area every time the camera was over the area, which was probably around at least 20 occasions. And then March 30, if I can think it was, of this year, two of our members, myself and Dr. Mark J. Carlotto,
mm-hmm.
were able to get an appointment to see Glenn Cunningham, who's the head of the Mars Surveyor project at the Jet Propulsion Lab in Pasadena.
Mm-hmm.
We were there with Cunningham and the head project scientist for the Global Surveyor, which is Dr. Arden Albee. We were surprised to hear Cunningham say that NASA was not intending to make any particular commentary on the photos which were about to be taken, because it turned out that rather than in 1999, the surveyor had an unexpected period during which it could take some photos. This was from roughly April through September this year.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the reasons we were down there. So we were surprised to hear them say that they weren't going to make any comments on the photo that was coming up, which I forget the exact date. It was early April. They were just going to release it and let scientists over the world decide what it was or was not. And this was going to be one image of the object called the face.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason I'm giving you all this background is that it turned out that the moment the first image was put out on the wires to the news media, within an hour, I think, or so, the primary skeptics at NASA, at JPL, stated that it was unequivocally shown to be natural.
Right.
We were shocked at this. We have to admit that these were not official JPL statements, but rather statements of individual scientists, but at least one of them, Dr. Albee, is certainly associated with JPL. He is on JPL staff. And so the idea that they weren't going to make any particular judgments but let scientists around the world make decisions seemed to be thrown out the window to some degree, and instead they were saying, well, it's clearly natural. The basis on which they said that was a quick glance at the initial photo, and the initial photo was hardly even processed. It was a very low contrast and not shown at an opportune angle. And we believe that scientists should be looking at this thing with great care and should take some weeks, if not months, to investigate it and find out what it really shows.
So you're not buying the the idea that it's natural.
Well,
or not necessarily
the idea
point.
That it could be known to be natural within an hour after taking one photo at a very strange angle in bad lighting with low contrast. That's absurd.
Would you call it a rush to judgment?
It's definitely a rush to judgment, right. And we can't say that it's been shown that it is natural. Now then, we have been looking at it for the past week since then. And that's partly what I'm going to be giving out at the MUFON conference. I'm going to give a summary of what has been found. And I can tell you roughly our conclusions at this point.
That's great.
Okay.
Well, okay.
I don't want to spoil the bottom line here for the MUFON conference.
Yeah, the bottom line. I didn't want to go on and on about it because I'll be doing that at the MUFON conference. But by the way, I noticed you say MUFON. I hope I'm not wrong in saying MUFON.
I don't think it. I've heard people say it different ways.
Yeah,
it, really
it seems nice to me. MUFON didn't quite ring with me. But anyway, yeah, the bottom line is that... the chances are it may well be artificial. There are points of comparison with what we predicted. There are some points that don't compare properly. But there's enough there that confirms what we had thought previously from the Viking photos. And furthermore, the angle of the image, that is the angle at which the spacecraft was with respect to the object, is very poor. The eastern side of the face that we haven't seen very well at all because in the Viking images and in shadow is not shown very well in this photo either. So we're now asking NASA for new images. Unfortunately, there won't be any more opportunities this year.
Photographic opportunities?
No, there's only one left at which they could get the face. That's on June 25th, and their schedule is... not included. I don't think they're going to be able to do that.
Now, how many photographs did they take when they passed over that?
Well, they took one of the face, and then they took two more later on. But that was of the area that's been called the city.
Okay.
And neither one of those were very good. They didn't get the chief objects that we were interested in.
In the photographs of the city, did they get the face at all in those photographs?
No, no. The field of view is too narrow for that. It's only about 2.5 kilometers. The face is from the city, maybe 8 or 10. So no.
Do you believe after
that.
Studying the image, as you said, for several weeks, that the image is unchanged from the original image that you saw? Now, of course, there's a question about interpreting it, but... do you believe, I mean, I heard some wild stories, I guess, on the Internet and other places that,
oh, yeah,
you know, something had happened that had erased the lower half of the image or, you know, whatever. Do you believe it is a fair, even if it's not a good shot, it's a fair shot of the exact same image?
Yeah, we don't have any reason to think that there's fooling around with the image. They didn't really need to. If they wanted to produce the impression that the thing was natural, all they had to do was just what they did, which was to... release a very poor early image along with the statement that it's clearly natural, and the media just picked that up and ran with it, and the media is not printing the later images that have been processed, even NASA's later images, by the way.
Were you personally shocked when you first saw the image in it, at least to, and I know you're not a layman, but to the layman's eyes, it looked so different than the, you know, so much
more
detailed.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. As a matter of fact, the first image was, you know, inverted right to left, and no one was told that. Why that happened, I don't know. But so it, of course, looked absolutely strange, and then it was very flat looking. It didn't look like it had any three-dimensional form, and they started calling it the footprint or something like that. The cat box was the name that was given.
Cat box?
Yeah. But we've done a lot of work because Mark Carlotto and others on our group have information from the Viking photos as to what the three-dimensional shape actually must be. Mm. And using that, we're able to produce a composite image that gives us approximately its three-dimensional shape. So, I'll be showing those in slides at the convention.
So, Stan, let me also ask you this. You know, there's obviously a cottage industry that started up around the face. I mean,
sure.
Richard Hoagland, I know a bit. People have said that no matter what this showed, he was going to say there's still a face there. Whereas, like, someone like Carlotta, who I read the transcripts of his sort of press conference on the Internet right afterwards, seemed very, you know, much a scientist and straightforward and no axe to grind and sort of was holding out until he'd studied the image further.
Right.
So without, giving away what you're going to say at the symposium, is there reason to believe that the idea that it's just a natural formation is not a done deal?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. It's not a done deal by far, and we think that we should have at least 3, 4, or 5 more photographs of the face taken from better angles, and we'll find out.
I'd also like to ask you this. You know, NASA is about public relations, and NASA has reason to get people excited about space and space exploration, and yet along comes something like the face on Mars, which even if they want to scoff at it, it certainly could arouse public interest in future, you know, exploration of Mars, and yet they take the position right from the beginning of just ridicule and the idea of ignoring the whole thing. I know it's like twisting their arm to get them to take a shot of it. Why do you think that they can't be a little bit more open-minded about any possibility beyond their, you know, their skepticism?
You know, I think that there is some positive trend here. First of all, the people who proclaimed to the world that this was obviously natural were just a very small group within NASA, within JPL, I should say, that have been the strong skeptics from the beginning and the ridiculers. But NASA itself has made no particular direct statement or judgment, as far as I know. And Daniel Golden, the head of NASA, has said they're going to photograph the area until the public is satisfied.
Great.
Now, if the public reads our reports, which should be, by the way, on my webpage within another week or so, and we presented some papers at the American Geophysical Union on this, by the way, just recently, the public will realize that there's an open question remaining, and I think that will then filter back and hopefully urge NASA or motivate NASA to continue the investigation.
Is this a question that can be answered by technology in the sense that if NASA were to keep their word, and let's say that they do 3 or 4 more flybys in the future where they take multiple pictures of the face, do you believe that could answer this for once and for all, as to whether it's artificial or...
Yeah, I think so. John Brandenburg and Vincent DiPietro, are two of the major planetary SETI researchers with us, have said that if they can get a good photo from directly above with a reasonable lighting angle, they should be able... That should settle the question pretty sure, because there's such a number of features now on even this crazy image from the Global Surveyor that we have that tend to confirm what we thought would be there, that if we could get the right angle for the spacecraft, we might be able to actually make a determination.
Stan, how long is it going to take them to complete the rest of these photos?
I'm sorry, what was that again?
How long is it going to take them to get the rest of the photos?
Oh, it could take up to 2 years, because over the mapping mission is 2 years long, and the spacecraft will pass over the area. I think it's once every 3 or 4 weeks. And those passes will be different swaths of the area, and so we can't say for sure which pass will get exactly what we want. And out of that, we may only get 1 or 2 of the face if we're lucky. So it could take as much as 2 years.
Okay.
Is there any chance NASA will take the position, well, that's already settled, it's a natural formation, we're not taking any more pictures?
Well, they can try to do that, but we've got enough evidence, and we're going to put it out to the public, and I think that that's sufficient to make it difficult for NASA to make that move.
Good. That's great.
Very good. Stan, I want to thank you for being on the program. And of